We're recording. Okay, we're on Daf Nuntet tonight. I'll begin on the Mishnah Nun Chet Amud Beis 58b. Just a few lines from the bottom. Can everybody hear me? If you hear me, pick up a give me a thumbs up. You hear me? Everybody hear me? Right? Okay, good. All right. So the Mishnah says Manitani Moded in Elamun Mumcha that the measurement for the tchum has to be with a mumcha, like sort of like a certified surveyor, like a licensed surveyor. He says Riba Lamakom Achad Amiyad Lamakom Acher. If the surveyor has made it longer one place and shorter another place, in other words, clearly something seems awry because at one point it's more further away and one point it's closer to the city. Showing the makom shariba, so we're going to abide by the larger place. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt, and then it says riba leachad umiyat leachad. This we think sounds like the same thing, and the Gemara is going to ask how come it repeats it. Showing the maruba. Vafilu Eved, Vafilu Shivcha, even an Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kanani, Nehmanin Lamar, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbat. Even though they're not Kasher Edim, they're Neman to have Edus, to have, that even though they're not good Edim, they have Nehmanas here. You'd say, here's Tchum Shabbos, either that they saw the expert measure till here, or that they saw people went to there. He says, Shlo amru chachamin udabar lahachmir lahakel. That chachamin, when they created tchumin, and we take a tchumin or a din de rabbanan, they incorporated it, this kula in it, to be this kula we rely on their nemanis. All right, any questions on the Mishnah? Everybody good? All right, we're on Nun Tehman Aleph 59a, the top line. Okay, so it says, Gemara, lamakom shariba in lamakom shariyat lo. So the Gemara understands it. In other words, if you look at the language in the Mishnah, it says Riba l'makom achad umi l'makom acher shom l'makom shariba. We think it means I could follow the larger place, but not the shorter place. In other words, by a border, one border is longer, one shorter, so I can go where it's longer, but not to the shorter place. It doesn't seem to make sense. He says Ema af l'makom shariba. It means even in the shorter place, I could go where the length where it was in the longer place. In other words, I'll assume that the longer measurement is the accurate measurement. So riba le'echad umiyat le'echad v'chulei. So then the next line of the Mishnah says if it's short in one place and short and longer in another place, or longer in one place, short in another place. So hatu lamali, why do we need more? Hainu hach, that's the same thing as the first line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Riba echad umiyat echad. In other words, if you have two different surveyors who are surveying the tchum, and one has a longer distance, one's got a shorter distance, we're going to rely on the longer one. So, Amar Abaye, Uvad Shlo Yarbe Yoter Mimidar Ayir Ba'alach Sona, provided that the discrepancy is not more than the city, in like a few hundred Amot. Here, let's get the picture up. Let me get my picture up for you one second. Give me one second. Let me see what he's got up. All right. Yeah. So if you remember when we were measuring tchum for Shabbos, so if somebody would measure 2,000 amot this way, I don't know if this diagram is the greatest, but if you would measure 2,000 amot this way, you'd be losing a certain amount of the tchum. In other words, the tchum would be a certain. In other words, if I measure 2,000 amot this way and go around the city, it comes out to be less than 2,000 amot here. And this amount here he's got is 572 amot. I think the art school had a different figure. They had the figure, 572. So he's saying that as long as the discrepancy between the longer and the shorter amounts is no greater than 572. In other words, we're going to be told that, in other words, we have two different surveyors. One has surveyed a longer distance, one a shorter distance. So we could, in our own mind, say that one surveyor was mistakenly measuring the diagonal tchum here as 2,000, so he arrived at a shorter distance. and the other one was properly measuring the chum this way, and he got a longer distance. But that's provided that the discrepancy between the two figures is not greater than 572 amot. But if it's greater than 572 amot, then I can't rely on the longer measure. I guess I have to figure out what's going on, but I can't rely on the longer measure. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Why did you get to the 572?
Say again, what? What, Fern?
How did you get to 572?
Remember, in other words, I'll go back to the picture in a minute, but if I had the diagonal, if I had the city, I square the city,
right,
and then I go off in diagonal in the corner,
right,
then I would end up with a tchum that's really 572 amot shorter than it should be. In other words, remember, we had this just a day or two ago. In other words, if I measure
the 70.
Remember, I have to square off everything. I have to put a square here, a square here, a square there. So
right.
If I don't square off everything and I put the diagonal at 2,000 amot, so then it comes out, if I draw
the
a line
difference
across,
is 572.
So we could be told if there's a discrepancy between one surveyor and another surveyor, and it's within 572, I could say, you know, maybe one of them mistakenly calculated it by going at an angle from the corner, and he arrived at a shorter distance, and the longer one was more accurate, so that I could do it. But if the discrepancy is greater than that, I can't rely on the greater figure.
Okay. What do you rely on?
Yeah, it's a good question. So in that case, I don't know, but I would think on the shorter figure or have to remeasure it. I don't know what to say. Because if it's let's just see what he says here. Does he say?
He says it's 585 almost.
Yeah, he says if the discrepancy exceeds this, clearly it's one of the measurements completely off the mark. So we do not know which it is. We cannot rely on either of them. In this case, a new measurement must be commissioned. He cites the Mishnah Berurah at the end of footnote 5 in the art scroll. So you have to have a new measurement. All right.
How come he says 585 here?
So 585, where does it say 585?
Note 5.
Where's 5? I don't have 585 in mind. Oh, 585, short for 585.
The Magid Mishnah explains it's actually 585 amot.
Yeah.
It's like about 7 lines above the bottom of that note.
Yeah, one second. One cent. One cent. Yeah, they have different Rishonim come up with slightly different figures. So I don't know why there's this discrepancy, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
He's got one is 585, one 572, but the idea is from that diagonal. I don't know why they're getting all the different calculations with that. All right, let me do a few more lines to the Mishnah, and then we'll pause again. So he says, Shalom Chachamim et ha-davar lahachmir lahakel. So the Chachamim said this din of Eruvin not to be stringent, but to be lenient. And so therefore, I can follow the more lenient of the two tchumen. So he says, "Va'atani lo ruchach min medavar lahakel lahachmir." And Bryce with them fakared. They didn't say it to be lenient; they said it to be stringent. So which is it? Is it leniency or stringency? So he says, "Amar avina lo lahakel devrei Torah lahachmir al devrei Torah, v'utchumen derabanan." It means that tchumen by itself, the concept of tchumen, is itself the chumra. In other words, because on a Torah level, I don't have a tchum of 2,000 amot. I might have tchum of maybe. It might be 12 mil, might be a tchum, but I don't have a tchum of 2,000 amot. So the institution of tchumen is the stringency. But within that stringency, there are leniencies. In other words, once we have the 2,000 amot, so then there are leniencies that the Chachamim enacted in it. Okay, who's your question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
So according to the Torah, you could walk as much as you want?
So I said, remember, it was remember, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva who held that it's 12 mil on a Daraisa level is the tchum. There might be a Torah tchum and a Drabanan tchum. So it might be, I think, 12 mil is the way I remember. I think it's Yerushalmi. It says that way. Okay. All right. Everybody good? So nice to see your face there, Yosef. Now you're doing the Malka Luzon dance there. Okay. Well, where is Malka tonight, by the way? All right. Let's see further. All right. I'm going on to the next Mishnah. Okay. Are you with me? Okay. Now this is a Mishnah that we had previously. And now this Mishnah is really on a slightly different topic. We're in the middle of Tchumen, and now the Mishnah diverts to a slightly different topic. it's talking about Shitufei Mavod and Eruvei Chatzerot. And remember, Shitufei Mavod and Eruvei Chatzerot, that enables people to carry, in other words, people who share the same Chatzer, and even though it's surrounded by a wall, they unite together with food. And then all the Chatzerot are in a Mavu, and they unite, and they're able to carry with food. So Manitin, Ir Shel Yachid, V'Nasei Charabim. Now, this term, a private city that became a public city, this whole machlok rishon and what that means. So Rashi takes it that Ir Shel Yachid is a city with less than 600,000, and Ir Shel Rabim is a city with more than 600,000. And we know that according to a number of rishonim, you can only have Hotzan, a deraisa level, of the Rishus Rabim has 600,000 people there, you know, in 600,000 people use it, I think, in a 24-hour period. But others want to say Ir Shel Yachid means that the streets are less than 16 amot across, and Ir Shel Rabim that it's more than 16 amot across. Also gets into an idea, 16 amot I need for Shisarum Duraisa. And then others want to say, and I think this last shot works the easiest with the Gemara that's coming up, Ir Shel Yachid means a privately owned city. In other words, it's all my property and publicly owned, where, you know, a number of people own it. So I think that last shot will work best. But either way, what they all have in common is, in order to be a Rishus Rabim Duraisa, it either has to be publicly owned, or it has to be 16 amot across, or it has to have 600,000. Now, it's going to come out that in this Mishnah, we're not talking that there is a Rishus Rabim Duraisa, because there's always some other problem with it, or some other failing that. So if it's 600,000, but the streets are not 16 amot across, or if it's 16 amot across, aren't 600,000, or it's publicly owned, whatever. In other words, it's not 16 amot across, whatever. So it's missing one prat, or at least one prat, to make it Rishus Rabim Duraisa. So Ir Shel Yachid, V'Nasei Charabim. So the pshat that I'm going to say is a privately owned city, now it's publicly owned, Ma'arv and Akula. So we can make an Eruv for the whole city. There's no problem making an Eruv for the whole city. There's no Rishus Rabim Duraisa, and I can make one Eruv for the whole city like we do here in Great Neck. He says, V'Shel Rabim, V'Nasei Shel Yachid, but if it belonged to the public, and now it belongs to a private person, in other words, where the Gemara is saying, where it was like a public city, in other words, it looks like a Rishus Rabim Duraisa, and now I want to make an Eruv with it. It's not enough to make an Eruv. I have to leave a section of it out of the Eruv. And the reason I have to leave a section out of it, so people that don't get confused and think that they'll forget about the institution of Eruv, and they'll think I can carry in a city, I guess if it's enclosed or whatever, I can carry here, and they won't remember that we made an Eruv. So by leaving a section out that's sort of like un-Eruved, then you can carry there. That's what the Mishnah is saying. He says, unless Elon Kinasa Chutzla Kira Chadash Shmuda, unless you left a portion out of the Eruv, like Ir Chadash Shmuda doesn't mean a new city in Yehuda, it means a city, the name of the city was Chadasha. That's the name of the city. Ki Ir Chadasha Shabihuda, Shishba Chamishim Diurin Divir Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tan Rabbi Yehuda, I have to do this as a flag, as a red flag to remind people we have an Eruv here. And the reason there was an Eruv, those people can't carry, we can carry. And that reminds everybody that the only reason they can carry is because of an Eruv. Now, he's saying this first opinion, that you have to have 50 people who are excluded from it. And Reb Shimon says even, I don't know, more lenient, Shlosh Chatzerot Shel Shnei Batim. Three Chatzerot, each Chatzer with two Batim. So it means six Batim, however many people live in six Batim. But I would think it's less than 50 people, though it's conceivable not. So that part I'm going to leave out. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us when we do the mission? What's up, Fern?
Practically speaking, who were the Nebs who were left out?
I don't know. I don't know how they decided.
Tzedukim, Pirush, you know.
No. It means that I don't know. They're going to have to make a decision who the people are they're going to leave out.
They refuse to donate.
All right.
How does one person own a city?
No, but that could mean, let's say it's my property. And it's like Marsh versus the United States, Robert, right? Do you remember the Marsh decision in the 1930s, M-A-R-S-A?
No.
Remember, like, the company town, they owned the whole town, and they wanted to limit the freedom of speech, and it came up to the Supreme Court. Anyway, it means that I own all the property. It's my property. You stay on my property. That's what it means. That's one private person owning the whole city. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Heichidami ir shel yachiv naseh shel rabim. What's an example of a private city that became a public city? Again, I was going with Apshat. You could say Rashi, that it was less than 600,000, became more than 600,000, or the streets were less than 16 amot across. Now they're more than 16 amot across. He says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kion diskarta deresh galuta, like the city of the Resh Galuta. The Resh Galuta is the exilarch in English. In other words, he's head of the Jewish community in Babylonia. He says, and a lot of people, he says, so the Gemara assumes that since Rabbi Yehuda gave that as an example, that there's more to it than whatever the element that I mentioned, whether it's privately owned, publicly owned, must be more to it, because he gave this example of the Resh Galuta's city. He says, Amarle Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Yehuda, my taima, why did you give that example? Ilei mishum d'shchichi gabei harmana mitkriya hadade. Is it because, since he's the Resh Galuta, so a lot of people are coming to the Resh Galuta, he's in charge of different items. And if you look at Rashi, he says on the second medium wide line, second wide line rather, downstairs, Rabim Gabi Harmana, Eitzel Hamosha Vahina Resh Galuta, Li Tor Rishut Ladon Vala Tir Bokorod Lesmoch. Whereas people are getting rishus from him to judge cases, to be matir b'chor, to give smicha. People go to the Resh Galuta. There's a lot of business before the Resh Galuta. So maybe mid kriyah hadadi. So everybody will remind everybody. In other words, it's again, if it's a yachid and became shel rabim, so then I can make an eruv in the whole city. I don't have to worry about it. In other words, people don't think of it in their minds as like a city. In other words, they think it's Yachid Shel Rabim. They still think it as like the private city. So maybe it's because a lot of people, they come there and they'll all remind one another, oh, the reason we have an Erev here is because it was Yachid and became Shel Rabim. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, Kuli, back in the Gemara, Kuli Yisrael Nami B'tzafer D'Shabta Shchihi Gabay D'Hadade. So the Jewish people, everybody shows up. Either they show up on Shabbos for the Shir, or everybody shows up in shul on Shabbos morning. So why would he mention just Dafka, that city? So Elamar Rav Nachman, rather Rav Nachman says, no, that's really not the element. You don't need the city of the Resh Galuta. You go and discard the Natsui. It's like the city of Natsui, which was a small city, or a privately owned city, became a publicly owned city, or according to Rashi, less than 600 became more than 600,000. That's the whole litmus test, just one litmus test. So if it's privately owned, now it's publicly owned, so that's the Yershel Yachid became Shel Rabim. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
We're not talking about Rishut HaRabim D'Oraita, right?
Correct.
Because that you cannot make Erev on that.
Well, we're going to see in a minute.
So what's missing here that's not Rishut HaRabim D'Oraita?
Say again, what's the question?
What is missing here that is not considered?
Again, there's the Machloket Rishon and what we're talking about. So if you say like Rashi that it's more than 600,000, you could say the streets are not 16 amot wide. Each one, you'll say a different element. All right. So I'm moving on to the next piece of Gemara. Okay. All right. I don't know. It says Fern's iPad has just joined your meeting. I don't know why I get these things. Okay. Let's take a look. Now, Tana Rabban, Yershel Yachid. Now it's a Braisa that's going to elaborate on what we just discussed. So it says Tana Rabban and Yershel Yachid and Asit Shel Rabim. So this is talking about the private city that became the public city. Or should a rabbin movera betocha? So this is your question, Yosef. So the Gemara says there's an rishus a rabbin that deraisa, which is going in the middle of it. So like Yosef mentioned, if it's a rishus a rabbin deraisa, we can't make an eruv with it. An eruv is only good, you know, where there is no rishus a rabbin deraisa. An eruv only helps me where I'm prohibited in carrying on a rabbanon level, and then I do the eruv. But if I'm prohibited on a Torah level, like eruv doesn't do anything for me, right? So he says, so Kate said ma'arvin oto. So how does one make an eruv when I have a rishus rabim d'oraisa? So the Gemara says, oselechi mikan v'lechi mikan. I'll make a lechi on one end of the rishus rabim and a lechi at the other end of the rishus rabim. A lechi, if you remember, is the horizontal beam. He says, okora mikan v'kora mikan, or I didn't say a lechi is a vertical beam, a vertical beam and a vertical beam. or a horizontal beam and a horizontal beam at each end, but no same vinotain ba'emtza. And then I can carry, and we'll see. This is going to be, we had this before, it's a Shitas Yachid, one of the Tanaim, Rabbi Huda holds this way, but we don't hold this way, the halacha. The Braisa continues, ve'imen avar v'notat l'chatzayin. I can't divide the city into two different halves and make one era for half the city, another era for half the city. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's going to come out that since the city was originally a yachid, it was like one unit. It was one unit, so now I can't divide it into two units. He says, Ela okula, so you have to either do the whole city. He says, oh, mavui mavui b'fnei atzmo, or each mavui separately. And the Gemara will ask, why is each mavui separately? Why can I do that? Why is that, why is that a right? He says, Haitasha rabim, Bereisha rabim. If it was a publicly owned city, and now it's a publicly owned city, turn page on Ahmed Bey's, the top line. He says, Ve'ein la ela petach echad, but it only has one opening. If you remember people, Daf Yomi people, remember we did Masechet Shabbos, remember for the Rishus HaRabim, one of the requirements that had to be Mefulish Mishar Lashar, open from gate to gate. In other words, Rishus HaRabim goes through one end of the city to the other end of the city. So let's say it only has one petach. So the city belongs to the rabbim, and now it belongs to the rabbim. So we said, ba'ein la petach echad, but it only has one opening to the rishus rabbim, ma'arvin akula. We can make an eruv for the whole city. The city obviously lacks the features of rishus rabbim, so we don't have to exclude a section of the town from it, because it's obviously not a rishus rabbim. It's open and notorious. All right, that's the end of the braisa. All right, now the Gemara said that we're going to take down the Braisa piecemeal, element by element. Mantana de ma'arv Rishus HaRabim. Who's the Tana who says that if I have a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, I can nevertheless make an Erev where I have a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa? It says, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yehudahi. So Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, says it's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, and we had this in Daf Yomi. The Tanya Yeter Al Kain, even more of a Chiddush, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnei Shoshnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidah Rishus HaRabim. If a person has two homes on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, let me see if I have a picture here for you. One second, let me get a share screen. This is not the way I would have drawn the picture. He drew the picture one way, but my understanding is differently. Okay, so if a person has two homes on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim, Osa lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. Now here in this picture, he made one lechi on one side of the road and one lechi on the other side of the road. But I saw, the way the art scroll has it, is both lechis are on the same side of the road. And that's the way I understood it. So he says, Osalechi mikan v'lechi mikan, Okor mikan v'kor mikan, or he puts a cross beam at each end where the two homes are. He says, V'nosein v'notein b'emtza, that he can carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Amrulo, im arvim shud HaRabim mekacham. He said, no, that's you can't make, in other words, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, by putting the lechi there, or the korah there, I'm converting it into Rishus HaYachid. In other words, remember we discussed this, I have two walls, because I have a wall on one side, a wall on the other side. He holds that two walls are enough to create a Rishus HaYachid if I have the Lechi or the Korah, and then according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, I have a Rishus HaYachid. All right, any questions on what we did so far? Very good. Okay, I'm going to go on. All right, we're around 10 lines down on Nun Ted Amud Beis. We're up to Amar Mar. Again, we're taking down the Braisa piecemeal. So Amar Mar Ve'ima Arvin Otala Chatzayin. We said that I can't divide up the city into two halves and make two different Eruvin for each half of the city. Because since the city was one unit, it was originally this is the reason I gave the pshat earlier. It was owned by one person, so it's like one chatzir, one mavui. It's like one mavui. The whole city is like one mavui, so I can't divide it up. That's what we think. So he says, Amar Marvin, in Marvin Otalachatzayin, Amar Papa, Lo Amru El La Orka. So Papa says, when we said we can't divide it up, now here, if you look over here, look, everybody see the picture where the arrow is? So, in other words, if I have all these you know, Mabui's on this side and the Mabui's on this side, and here's the main drag, like Middle Neck Road going down it. So I can't say the people to the, you know, to the east of Middle Neck Road will have one Eruv, and the people to the west of Middle Neck Road will have another Eruv, because the incontrovertible fact is that everybody uses the main drag together, and that shows that everybody is really, like, so fermish together. It's all one unit. So I can't do it that way. He says, Aval l'rachva ma'arvin. But if I want to divide the town, if you look in picture 103, I want to divide the town this way. In other words, let's say Middle Neck Road, north of the railroad tracks and south of the railroad tracks, that I could do, because then it's not, Middle Neck Road is not a good example because they have the Rishus Arabim, you know, it's open at both ends, and Middle Neck Road's not open. You get the idea. I'm just trying to give you, you know, the idea. So then if everybody's got, in other words, everybody here in this picture to the north, the way I'm here, in other words, in my, the way in the picture is here, let's say to the north, everybody's got one, you know, access to the same drag, and to the south, everybody has access to the drag, and they also have ingress and egress at each level. So then I could do it. So he says, so the Gemara says, come on, who is Rapapa going like when he makes this statement? Lo Rebbe Akiva. Mistama, he's not going according to the Tana Rebbe Akiva. So as the Mishnah later on, we also had this earlier in Daf Yomi, if I have two Chatzerot, everybody see the arrow here with the picture 104, two Chatzerot, a Chatzer Panimit and a Chatzer Chitzona, and they each make their own Eruv. They each make their own Eruv. So Rebbe Akiva says that the people in the inner Chatzer can carry. The people in the outer Chatzer can't carry because the people in the inner Chatzer are going to walk through. Everybody got this so far with the two Chatzerot? Because that's the Yesod for the Gemara. So in other words, since the
Can you explain again, please?
Well, okay, again. So there's two Chatzerot. Here's one Chatzer, here's another Chatzer, and here are the Batim. They each open into each Chatzer. So the people in the inner Chatzer make an Eruv and the people in the outer Chatzer make an Eruv. So Rabbi Akiva says that the people in the inner Chatzer can carry because they have their own private Chatzer. The people in the outer Chatzer can't carry because the people in the inner Chatzer are going to be walking through there. So they can only make an Eruv if they include the people in the inner Chatzer because they're going to be traipsing through their Chatzer. Is that okay, Yosef? Yosef?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So the Gemara says, so that's what Rabbi Akiva says. And the Chachamim say no, they can each make an Eruv, they can each carry there. We'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, now again, so we just said that according to Rav Papa, when I divide Middle Neck Road this way, you see my arrow, so the people here in the north, whatever, they'll have their own Eruv, they'll be good, they have their ingress here, and here the egress, and the other one has the ingress there. So we're good. So the Gemara says, come on, look, Rabbi Akiva. So it seems like he wasn't going like Rabbi Akiva. The Ik Rabbi Akiva Ha'amar, Rabbi Akiva says, Regel Hamuteret B'Makoma Oseret, and here the word Afila looks like it should come out, Shlo B'Makoma. Rabbi Akiva says, the Regel, which is Muteret B'Makoma, means the Regel that's allowed to carry in the Chatzir Panimi, will Aser Shlo B'Makoma, will Aser the people that is walking through there. So here, in Achinami, the people have like in their own ingress and egress, but they could walk through here. In other words, the people in the north could use Middle Neck Road here, and the people in the south could use Middle Neck Road there. So Rav Papa says that the Yiddish make their own Eruv, but the Metzias is, since they're each traipsing through, so Rabbi Akiva Lechora, we think, would say, you can't make your own separate Eruv. In other words, if I have people, the idea of a Chatzer is in our, you know, in our encapsulated community, we're all joining together. But about other people who can walk through in and out there, I can't do it. So here I have people who can walk in and out. So Rav Papa says I can have the Eruv. But Lechora, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva. You could even say the Rav Papa's holding is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Ad kam lekur Rabbi Akiva hatam elab shtei chaser zulifnim mizu. So Rabbi Akiva only says his shita when I have two chaser, one interior to the other one. He says, de p'nimit leit la pitchachrina. The inner one has no other ingress or egress other than to go through the chitzona. That's the way. It's almost like a right away. He says, "Aval hacha hani nafki b'hai pitcha, hani nafki b'hai pitcha." But here with the town, they each you know, the northern people get through, go through Gimel, and the southern people get through Beis. So it means not necessarily they would, but theoretically, they each have their own entranceway, so I'm entitled to view them as separate communities under those circumstances. Let me do another six or eight lines, and then I'll pause, and we'll take some questions, okay? So, Ikad Amri, others say, Amar Papa, the Rapapa said differently than what we just said above. Lo Tema Lo'orka Hud Loma Arvin, don't say that I can't make an Erev like this way, like in this picture, picture number, I guess it's 102. It should be 102. I can't see the number here, but it should be 102. So don't say it's only when the dotted line goes through Middle Neck Road. Aval L'rachva Ma'arvin, but in picture 103, I could make an Erev there, which is the previous sugya. El afilu rachva nami lo ma'arvin. Even this way, we cannot do it. So in the second version, Rav Papa says, there's no way to make an Eruv L'chatzayin. He says, so the Gemara says, come on. So according to that version, who is Rav Papa following? And he says, Rabbi Akiva. Mestama, he's going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds, if the people can walk through there, they aser it. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema rabbanan. You could even say in that second version, certainly he could go like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says the outer people can't carry because the people walking through here, they can walk through. But even according to the Chachamim, who hold that the inner Katsir can carry and the outer Katsir can carry, if they each made their own separate Eruv, Afilu Tim Rabbanan, Ad Kanukun Rabbanan Hatam, Elab Shtei Katsir Zulufni Mizu, only there the Chachamim say they can each carry the Pnimid Achad Adasho Mishtamsha, that the Pnimid can close its doors and carry, meaning that the outer chatzir can say to the panimi, look, we want to curtail your rights to come through here for Shabbos, close the doors, lock the doors, you have your chatzir, we have our chatzir, and, you know, gunug, that's it. Aval hacha mimatsu misalki rishut rabim mehacha. But in this case, there's no way that you could get rid of the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, everybody has an undeniable right to use the Rishus HaRabim, so maybe even the Chachamim would say you can't carry in that circumstance. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
But if you lock that door, the inside guys can't get out. So they have a right to get out.
Right. So, yeah, so it's saying that, again, there's a machloket exactly what the Pshat means in this, but it means that either I could curtail their right. It means that they may have a right to come in and out, but I could curtail the rights and control the rights or limit the rights, or maybe it means that I could, like, close them off altogether. Okay, 1 second, Seth. I'll get to you in 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay, that's the best I have with that. Okay, what do you got for me, Israel? Listen. Somebody's got their thing. Ruth, can you please mute yourself? Okay. 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 Go ahead.
Okay.
So, Ruth. Okay. Good. Yeah.
So, why do the rabbis make this, or why are the laws such that you can make a Erev out of a whole town? You know, it's like, I can understand why you do it for a small area, a small neighborhood, so that the people can come together and be close. But why do it for a whole town? Like, why decide?
Well, I mean, obviously, like, it's convenient for people to be able to carry on Shabbos, right? So on a Torah level, let's say we have, like, the city of Yerushalayim or the city of Great Neck or whatever we are. So on a Deraisa level, if it's surrounded by mechitzot or a wall, so you can carry there. So what the Chachamim are saying is, even when you make that wall, you make those mechitzot, we want you to do more. We want you to unite together with food because it looks too much like a Rishus HaRabim, and we want people to realize this.
But I guess what I'm getting at is there's a lot of laws about carrying and muksa and all this other stuff, and then you can basically negate them by creating these eruvim over large areas. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just curious as to why they made the decision. Yeah,
with carrying, remember carrying, we said, according to the Tosos, the beginning of Shabbos is a malacha grua, an inferior malacha, because I can carry in my house, right? You carry every Shabbos in your house, right? You carry from one end of your house. So what's wrong with it? So how can they say you can carry in your house? That's halacha. You're allowed to carry in your house. If it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can carry. It's just you just can't carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the truth is, in Great Neck, there really is no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So on a Torah level, you'd be allowed to carry. But it's just saying, but in order to make it like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so we have to close it with partitions, and then we have to also join it with everybody with the food. That's all. Is that helping anyway or not?
Okay, I guess I don't understand why. You know, why make these laws and then say, you know, about carrying, and then have a way of, you know, getting not out. Having to really worry.
He's asking about the loophole aspect of all of this, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Torah itself, sort of like the way you're framing it, the Torah itself has like a loophole, because the Torah says you can carry in Shus Yachid, you can't carry in Shus Rabim. That's the model the Torah itself, the Ribono Shalom, gave us. So, but then the Chachamim are sort of extending that out a little bit and taking it from there. I don't know what more to say, but in Halacha there are like, remember, like you had it early, and we had the Masechta. Remember with I wasn't one daf that I gave. Remember Shlomo Melech, that Eruvei Chatzerot. He made the kind of Eruvei Chatzerot. Like Shlomo Melech, he created these surim, but like the great Simchan Shemayim is they gave a way to get out of it. That was the great Simchan Shemayim. So
okay.
All right.
I have a question.
That was a shot I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Konigsberg. All right. Anyway, so,
I had a question.
Okay, Ruth, what's your question, my dear?
It's not so profound. The malacha of carrying, is it what malacha is it related to, or is it a malacha unto itself?
It's the latter. It's a malacha unto itself.
And is there a rationale that is about carrying that makes it as heavy a malacha as it is?
Well, I mean, all the malachot are significant. As I said before, malacha is a standoff from the other malachot. All the other malachot, you're changing the environment. Like you're cooking, you're planting, you're doing. Malacha, you're just removing an item from point A to point B. And I can move the on a derisa. There's a lot of noise coming from your end, Ruth. I don't know what all of the extreme noise is, but on a derisa level, I could carry a heavy object in my house. But if I take a small object from my house, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I'm over on it. So Chazal learned it out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they weren't allowed to carry the contributions from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's all I have with it. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, let's take a look. Okay, so we're up to Amar Mar. Everybody with me? We're around 20 lines above on Nun Tenement Beis. So Amar Mar, Okula Omavui Mavui Bifnei Atzmo. So we said that if it was always like a sitting, if we had this city that had been like the private city and then became the public city, so when you want to make an Eruv, you have to do the whole city or each Mavui by itself, or each Mavui by itself. So the way I was saying it is, it was since originally it was one unit, it was all one Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so it's like we view it like one Mavui. So one Mavui, if I want to carry the Mavui, everybody, all the people the Mavui have to get together. So that we understand why I can't do it L'chatzayin, but why am I allowed to do it each Mavui by itself? So let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Mar, Okulo Mavui Mavui Yatsu, Maishna de L'chatzayin Delo, so why can't I do it in two halves, the Asriya Hadade? We say each half will Asra on the other half. In other words, again, like in my Chatzair, if half the people in the Chatzair join an Eruv, it's a nullity. I can't carry in the Chatzair. I have to have everybody there. Same thing with the Mavui. If half the people in the Mavui get together, so it doesn't do anything. So the two halves of the town, I understand. He says, so Mavui, Mavui, Nami Asra Adari. So how come the Tana, the Bryce, says that each Mavui can get together and make it separately? So the Gemara says, Haki b'mayaskinan da Abu Dakra. What's the case here is they made like this small little entranceway. Let's see. Oh, one minute. Yeah. Well, here's this picture. I don't know. Here's this picture of the Daka. It means like this. In other words, you see, here's the mavui. It means like all the. This is his picture that the mavui is like the alleyway. So they made like a small little entranceway into each alleyway, which is called the daka. You see, there's like a small little entranceway into the mavui. So the small, and here he's got also the daka on the other end. So the daka is saying like we're more private. You know, we're cut off. So he says. The chihada amar Rav Yidi Baravin am Rav Chista, like Rav Yidi Baravin said in Rav Chista, echad b'nei mavui shasad daka the pitcho. If one of the b'nei mavui means one of the chatzerot in a mavui, in other words, each mavui has several chatzerot. It's not too clear from this picture, but in other words, you have different chatzerot open into a mavui. So, but if one of the chatzerot makes a daka, it's like a narrow doorway. In other words, the only way to get into the chatzer, he says, ain ol seral b'nei mavui. So that person doesn't aster the b'nei mavui, meaning that chatzer's participation in order to carry the mavui is no longer necessary because they've already sort of blocked themselves off with this daka, with the small door, with the small entranceway. So in the same fashion, since each mavui, in other words, each mavui has this daka, has a small door to get into the, in other words, normally the mavui, I have a big entranceway, the mavui. Remember we had the lechi, the korah. Now I have this daka, this small little door that gets into the mavui. That's saying that each mavui is like a small little town in itself. It's a small little unit, and so I could do each mavui by itself. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Can you explain? I lost you during at this case. Can you explain this case again? It was a private domain.
Again.
Private city.
Okay. It was a person owned it, so it was like one unit. It's one unit. Okay. Now it became publicly owned.
Okay.
So we say, though, that because it was once, like, privately owned, which is the reason I went with this pshat, I thought this part would be easier to understand with this. So it was privately owned, so I view it like one unit. I view it like the whole city as, like, one mavui. Let's say we live in a mavui together. You have your part of chatzer A, there's chatzer B, chatzer C, chatzer D, and each chatzer, there are different batim. So in order to carry the mavui, I have to have all the chatzero join, otherwise I can't carry the mavui. And carrying the chatzer, I need all the members of the chatzer to join. So everybody has to join. So he's saying, we can't divide the city in half. We can't. It's one unit. Everybody's got to be in it. But the Brisa also says I could do each mavui by itself. So what's the difference? Why is each mavui? Why can I do each mavui by itself? So he says, if each mavui has a daka. In other words, normally the mavui's got like a big roadway entering. So they blocked off the roadway. They created this small little entranceway to get into the mavui. That's saying we're like a private area. It's like a whole different zone. So then you could do it. And it says same thing here. It said with the mavui, let's say mavui in general, with different chatzerot, if one of the chatzerot blocks off their ingress and egress to the mavui with a daka, so they don't have to be involved with the mavui to carry the mavui. They're saying like we're on our own, we're separated from you.
So Yosef Karo, when he has to mechaber the whole Shulchan Aruch, and he has the advice of these professionals, and there's a machlokas between them, but he doesn't have the knowledge, the technical knowledge. How does he make a decision about what Shulchan Aruch is going to say?
All right, listen. Okay. I hear a lot of noise coming at your end. I don't know where the noise is coming from, Ruth. I don't know what all that noise is coming from. But I assume you mean Rav Yosef Karo, who is a great gadol, not always with Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo, what do you mean? How does he know? He goes through, he analyzes the Gemara a thousand times more thoroughly than we are. And then he comes to, he has different klalim. And based on those klalim, those rules, he's able to arrive at the final halacha. In other words, the simple pshat, he has the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. So he makes a Bezdin of each time he convenes a Bezdin, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And the way that Bezdin rules is the way he rules in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the way Rabbi Ezra Schwartz explained it once. Okay? All right, but there's more to it. Yeah, what's up, Fern?
If I wanted, I mean, I guess you have to check out your neighbors before you join a chatzer in general. But if I don't want to join and I don't want to put a daka up in front of my place, I ruin it for the whole neighborhood?
In other words, you're a member of the chatzer. You have one bayit in the chatzer. So if you don't join in that Eruv, you ruin it for the people in that Eruv. But there is a way for you to help them out, like to be Mevatel Yerushus, but basically...
We discussed that, right?
Yeah, but basically you're a spoiler.
But if I'm not interested in cooperating,
You're a spoiler.
That game.
You're a spoiler. Okay, that's it. Let's back on the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, okay, this we did. Oh, we're at the two dots on Nun Tenement Base. Haitasha Rabim Barehi V'chuli. Now, let's say it belonged to the Rabim, and now it belongs to the Rabim. So we said in the Braisa, but if it has only one petach, if the thoroughfare, the main drag, has only one opening, so nevertheless, I can make an Eruv in the whole town because it's clear and notorious. I don't really need to cut off a piece of the town to remember that it's that I have this Eruv, because clearly here, in other words, people shouldn't think it's a Rishus Rabban Daraisa, and so I cut off a piece, and it's the Eruv that permits me to carry. In other words, here I know for sure it's not a deraisa because it'll only open at one end. So is varehi b'chulei. So the Gemara says Reb Zeira arva lamata debei Reb Yechia. So Reb Zeira, excuse me a minute. Yeah, Reb Zeira, he joined the entire city of Reb Yechia in one eruv. Below Shabak Lashir, he didn't leave any little bit out. He didn't leave any bit about. Now, he thought, he was under the impression that it had been like a private city that became a public city. So he didn't leave a little piece out, because leaving a little piece out is only when it was like a public city all along, or even a public city that became a private city. Then I have to leave a little bit out. He says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to him, Ma'itam Avad Mar Hachi, why did you do that? He said, you didn't leave anything out. Amar Le, Sabe Dida Amri Le, he says that the Zakenim of that city's told me, he says, Reb Chiya Bar Asi Ma'arev Kula. The Reb Chiya Bar Asi, he made an Eruv for the whole city. I thought if Reb Chiya Bar Asi made an Eruv for the whole city, it's good for me too. V'amina Shvomina Yirshul Yaakov V'nan Sitcha Rabbihi. So I assume since he made an Eruv for the whole city, it must have been a privately owned city, then it became a public owned city, and he made an Eruv, so I'll also make an Eruv for the whole city. So Amar Le, So Abai said to him, "Ladidi Amruli, Hanau Save, that the Zakenim said to me that it wasn't the case at all. Hahi Ashbaha Balom Echad Gisa. In other words, it was not a privately owned city; it became a publicly owned city. It was always a publicly owned city, but they had, you know, an ingress and an egress at either side, but one end was blocked by the village dump or whatever. The dump was blocking the exit at the other end." He says, so in effect, it had only one entranceway at one end of the city. So since it only had one entrance to one of the city, he made an error for the whole city. He says, "Vahashta the ipanula ashba habalak shnei patachim va'asir." But now that the dump has been cleared out, now you can pass in and out. So now it looks like a Rishus Rabban Daraisa. Not that it is a Rishus Rabban Daraisa, but it looks a lot like a Rishus Rabban Daraisa. So Mamela, now you can't make an error for the whole city. I didn't realize. That's what he said. I didn't realize. All right. Any questions, comments, listen to this? All right. Let's move on. Okay. Now, by me name, Rav Ami Bar Ada Har Panah Me Rabba. So Rav Ami Bar Ada Har Panah Es Rabba. Sula Mikan Petach Mikan Mahu. What if at one end I have an opening? And again, so the idea is, if it's open at both ends, so it looks a lot like Rishus Ram Daraisa, and then to remind people that the only reason that they're allowed to carry is because we have an Eruv, I have to cut off a piece of the city to leave people un-Eruved. But if it's only open at one end, I'm good. Let's say, instead of being open at both ends, let's see if I have a picture here. Oh, here's the Ashba, the town dump, and they got rid of the town dump. Okay, here's a nice example. So if you see, here's our Rishus HaRabim. It's open at one end. The other end is a ladder. Presumably there's a ladder at the other end as well. So I can get in and out using the ladder. So does that count as an opening or not? If there's a ladder, in other words, there's an opening at one end and then ladders at the other end. So let's take a look. So by me name Ravami Barada Harpanami Rabba, Sulmi Katapimano. Amalai Hakim Rav, Sulam Torah Petakalab. He says, Rav says, a Sulam, that's as good as a Petach. So it's open at both ends, and you're going to have to cut some people out of it in order to make an Eruv. So Amar Lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Lo tatzitu lei, don't listen to him, what he said. Don't listen to Rabbah. Don't listen to, that's a really sharp statement. Don't listen to Rabbah. Hachi Amar Rabada, and the Bach has Barava. Hachi Amar Rabada, Amar Rav, Sulam Tort Petach Alav, Tort Mechitza Alav. That a Sulam could either be treated as an opening or as a Mechitza. In other words, like in a wall with a ladder, I could treat it as an opening or I can treat it as a blockage, but I'm going to do whichever one results in leniency. Tort Mechitza Alav, Kita Amran. So in this case, this is Rav. So the leniency is as a mechitza. So I'll treat it as a mechitza. And mela, I can make an eruv for the whole town this way. It says, tor petach alav, and then sometimes it's an opening, besulam shebein shtei chatzerot. Let's say I have a sulam between two chatzerot. Let's see if I picked, do I have two chatzerot here? Yeah, here's our two chatzerot. So let's say I have chatzer A and chatzer B, and here I have a sulam and a sulam. So the Gemara says, Ratsu echad ma'arev. If they want to make one eruv between for all both chatzerot, they could do that. They want to shoot both chatzerot as one, they could do that. Ratsu shnayim ma'arev. And they can create two. So again, so we're saying that the existence of ladders, you know, we're always going to judge in a more lenient fashion, whichever way results in leniency. Everybody good? All right, let me move on. So the Gemara says,
how is it a leniency in the second case?
With the two chatzerot?
Yes.
Because now they can make one eruv for both of them. That's leniency, right? No?
Isn't the point of a ladder to have access? So how can you differentiate between an entrance where you walk through and you have access and a ladder where you climb up to have access? Seems to me you get to the same place with either. So how do they make a distinction?
Yeah. So, I mean, on the one hand, you're right that the ladder does give access. On the other hand, I knock over the ladder, I don't have access.
Right? Yeah, right. But then if you knock the ladder over, it's not up there and it's not even a partition.
You know, well, the question is, so how do I view it? Do I do it as a partition or do I view it as an opening? So he's saying that the ladder, we're going to judge leniency in each case. That's the way he's saying here. So let's take a look. Okay, now the Gemara, two lines to the bottom. Umiyam Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman is quoting Rav that we're going to do leniency either way. Umiyam Rav Nachman Hachi. Rav Nachman is saying, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Anshei Chatzer V'Anshir Merpeset Sheshachachu. We have a Chatzer and a Merpeset. Let me see if I have a... All right, this will have to be our picture for us, okay? So here I have the chatzer, and here I have the merpeset, like a gallery. So I have the upstairs chevra and the downstairs chevra, okay? And there's a ladder from the merpeset coming into the chatzer. So he says, Anshei chatzer v'anshei merpeset sheshachachu. The people in the chatzer and the people in the merpeset, they each made their own eruv, but they didn't make an eruv together. Below irvu. So the Gemara says, if there's like a small little entranceway, so it could be Aleph or Beis. In other words, here's the Merpeset. Merpeset is like the porch, the gallery. A ladder comes down, and then there's a small little Daka, or this is the Daka, but it means they made their own little entranceway to get to out and into the Merpeset. So he says, if they have a small entranceway, that's at least four tefachim high, so they don't aser one another. V'imlav oseret. Otherwise, the merpeset, having not participated in the eruv, will aser the people in the chatzer from carrying. So the implication being, now here we have the ladder. Let's leave the daka out of the equation. We said that if I have a ladder situation, according to Rav Nachman, quoting Rav, I always judge it leniently. But here, without the daka, without the small opening, whether it's this opening or that opening, so now I'm cooked. So if I hold it's always a leniency, I should say that I have the ladder, but I'll judge the people in the merpeset separately from the people in the chatzer. But that's not what he's saying. If I have the merpeset and I have the ladder without the daka, then the people in the chatzer can't carry. So that seems like a stira. So the second line in Samach Amar Aleph, so hachabai askinan, But lo gabo mir peset asara. The Gemara, no, the case here is a little more complex because the mir peset is less than 10 tefachim from the ground. So this mir peset is more, in other words, the only variable is not the ladder. The mir peset is less than 10 tefachim, so usually less than 10 tefachim is part of the same rishus. So he says, but lo gabo mir peset asara. So the Gemara says, v'yi lo gabo mir peset asara. So if the mir peset is not 10 tefachim from the chatzer, kika avi daka my havi. So if I make this daka, this opening, so what difference does it make? It's within 10 tefachim, so shouldn't it join up with it? So he says, b'megufefet ad eser amot. So again, it gets more complicated. It says that it's low, but there's gipufe, there's a partition across it. So it's less than 10 tefachim, that cuts to as being part of the chatzer. But there's gipufe, there's a partition on at least part of the gallery. He says, b'megufefet ad eser amot. In other words, so that there's an opening up to eser amot. Up to eser amot can be just an opening in a partition. He says, the cave into Abid Daka. So once I have the partition and I have the ladder and I have the dock, I have this opening. So he says, Istaluki Istaluk Le Mehacha. Under those circumstances, we could say it's out of the parsha. It's not part of it. But without the daka, in Achinami, it would still be considered, you know, joined with the chatzer. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did today?
Is this the same machlok as we had before about Kiva and Chachamim?
Yeah, it's related, but I don't think it's quite the same. Because over there...
Chachamim allow this?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know the answer. I mean, Lechora, I'm not sure... See, before... They had definitely chatzer, definite chatzer, two separate chatzerot,
right?
And then they each made their own eruv. Here, see, with this mir peset, it's let's say without the daka, so this mir peset is sort of part of the chatzer, and that's it is part of the chatzer. So that's why it's a little different than the case of the two chatzerot. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's not just that the ingress and egress is through it, but since it's so low, it's like considered part of the chatzer. That's the part that little is a fly in the ointment, a little different than the previous case. That's what I would say. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Let me end the recording now.
Thank you.